But right now, we are going to the phones where we are joined by Jeff Eastman from Remote Area Medical.
Here to talk about their need for volunteers and ways you can help. Yes, that's right, you. You don't have to have medical experience in this. You can still help out during this time of COVID-19. Jeff, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's good to have you with us. And first of all, tell us about Remote Area Medical and what you guys do.
Yeah, Remote Area Medical was founded 35 years ago by Stan Brock. And we do free medical, dental, and vision pop-up clinics all over the United States, from Florida to California. We've actually had at least two clinics up in Ashtabula, Ohio. It's for people to come out. We set the clinics up on Friday, open the doors early on Saturday morning, bring in, on the average, over 500 people to these clinics. Neighbors helping neighbors deliver much-needed free health care to those in need.
And obviously, we have a great time of need right now. And you guys have need for help. You're setting up some testing centers to help with testing for COVID-19. And obviously, that's an important component. Everybody keeps telling us what an important component that is to being able to reopen up, you know, our society a little bit, is to get a good testing regime in. And so you guys are helping out in that area. And you're looking for people to come and volunteer. And as you were mentioning to me off the phone, you don't have to have any medical experience to be a part of this. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We're assisting with a coordinated effect with multiple different partners as far as setting up these free drive-through COVID-19 testing sites. And we've been tasked, due to our huge number of volunteers across the country and our skill set, of motivating individuals to reach out to communities and individuals to please come volunteer to be general volunteers. The appropriate personal protection equipment will be provided. And the task will run from just helping direct traffic, maybe helping register patients. Absolutely can be, you know, students, anyone between 18 and 65 with good health, students, somebody who happens to be laid off, thought about, well, how can I make a difference? I mean, we're all in this together. Unfortunately, we'll look back and say, hey, we as a nation went through this together, and what did I do to help? This is a great opportunity for you, your neighbor, your family member, to come out just for a day or two and make a difference volunteering.
So like you mentioned, you don't have to have any specialty medical. You're not going to be, as I take it, administering the test or doing anything like that. More the support kind of. Is that a good way of saying it? You're the support volunteer?
That's an absolute excellent way to do it. And the way to register is go to ramusa.org and click on the volunteer button. And that'll send you right to the site where you sign up for volunteering. If you're in that bracket and you can't make it out to volunteer, you can also support this great effort by going to ramusa.org and click on donate. These are our neighbors coming together to help our other neighbors just down the street. So if you've got time, you want to make a difference, please go and register to volunteer and make a difference right there in Toledo area.
And do you know what are some of the areas or locations where some of this testing is going to be going on?
Right there in the Toledo area, it's going to be at the Metro Parks Hawkins Farmhouse.
Okay.
But please just don't go show up to volunteer there. You have to go online and register, because, you know, there's a registration process, you know, normal background check, you know, for all volunteers, as all nonprofits do. So please go to the website, RAMUSA, to click on volunteer, and you'll get all the information and exactly where you need to go to.
So it's right here in the Toledo area and shouldn't be hard to find. So, and again, emphasizing, you don't have to have any medical experience. You're not going to be directly, you know, dealing with patients and things like that. It's more support help, and like you said, what, drafting traffic, other kinds of work that volunteers will be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can't make it, I'll reach out to your circle of influence, your friends, your neighbors. They might just be waiting for that one nudge to get asked to come out and make a difference.
And like you say, you can do it just for one day. You can do it for multiple. I mean, when you sign up, when you go to the website to sign up, do they ask you, like, what's your availability? How often do you want to?
Yeah, I believe so. But, yeah, if you can only make it one day or 2 days, that's important, because we need about, you know, 3 or 4 people, you know, at the site per day. So it's not, you know, a huge number of people, but those 3 or 4 people there guiding people through the process really make a difference.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
And once again, thank you so much for having us on and spreading the word.
Absolutely. We're glad to do it. And thank you for all the work that you guys are doing to help out during this time. We really appreciate it.